Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Women in Tech with Ariana. First, I have to say a shout out to you for one, listening and subscribing and sharing this podcast. But so many of you, I actually run into a lot of you in Miami, which is super cool. So if you're listening to this episode and you're in Miami, thank you for tuning in. But also to those of you who reach out to me on social media, you can follow me everywhere at Women in Tech with Ariana. Or Ariana the Techie is also my personal page. And so it really does mean a lot when you all DM me, at me on LinkedIn, and you have questions and you talk about some of the favorite episodes that you listen to and the things that you learn. That really means the world to me. I've been doing podcasting and being a founder for quite a while now, but it just never gets old when like real people reach out. Especially when, you know, something like this is something I do for fun, but also I want to make sure that I'm making a difference where you all are learning things that are tangible that you can use today and also getting a bit of inspiration. So today's episode, guys, I'm super excited. So, you know, in the previous episodes, I've kind of mentioned how I'm doing this series about how people can use AI tangibly, right, to solve different problems that they're working on. So maybe, you know, you're in the marketing space or you're an attorney or a business owner or whatever. I just want to talk about the tangible ways that people can use AI and AI tools to do the things that they like to do, but better. So one area that just can't go missed is obviously marketing. Everybody needs it. Right? Whether you're using it for yourself, whether you're using it to market a product, your brand, the business or the company that you work for, etc. At this point, everybody has to be a marketer. So I have a few things here that I feel like will be helpful, and we're just going to get right into it. So there are multiple ways to grab an audience. One of the ways, right, is through having very educational content. Another way that's very common, especially in today's age, is through humor. And I think that's an avenue that people often forget about how, especially when it's so competitive, if you're a business owner or an individual trying to build a brand and you're trying to reach an audience, you have to be very creative these days because everyone has a brand and everyone has a business. And so humor, particularly through memes, are a really good way to grab people's attention, especially when you think about the average person. When they're going to a website or looking at an ad, you only have about 2 to 3 seconds to really gauge someone's attention before they're like, okay, I'm scrolling to the next thing, opening up another app, or being distracted. And so my first thing on the list today for those of you who are using marketing tactics is to use AI to help you create memes that are specific to your business. So on ChatGPT, so there's the free version of ChatGPT, obviously, that we're all aware of, ChatGPT 3.5. But for ChatGPT 4, you have to subscribe and pay for it. But when you do, you can upload and attach like images and documents and stuff like that. And so one of the ways I've seen people successfully use AI is by creating these funny memes and these images using these tools to be able to relate to their specific company, right? So let's say, for example, you're the owner of Bob's Burgers and you're trying to figure out a way to, you know, relate to your audience and your customer on Instagram or Facebook. And so what I would do if I were you as the owner of Bob's Burgers is use ChatGPT-4 to prompt it to give you memes that relate to your business that are around burgers, right? And the key to using these tools, guys, it isn't about just, you know, putting in a statement and saying, hey, create a meme for me that's around burgers. You want to make sure you get out of these tools what you put into it. So you have to make sure that you're prompting and being very super specific. So like when I'm talking to ChatGPT an example prompt that I would use is something like, hey, ChatGPT, literally, I also always give it a salutation. I know that may be weird, but that's how I communicate. So I'd say, hey, ChatGPT, I'm the owner of Bob's Burgers. I'm looking to sell more cheeseburgers this week because they're half off. I'm based in Miami, Florida. And I would give it all this context about my business, the type of customer that I'm trying to reach, so that way it can generate a better probability of content or a meme that I would like. So that's one example that I would use. It's like using ChatGPT 4 specifically, again, that's the subscribe version, to generate memes that are funny that can relate to your specific audience. There is a tool that I found online. The tools that I mentioned, by the way, in these podcasts, guys, are not sponsored by this podcast. And some of the tools I've tried, some of them I haven't. So I'm just giving you a fair warning. If you don't have a good experience with any of the tools I mentioned, take it with a grain of salt. Do your own research. Just here trying to be a resource. But there is an AI company called supermeme.ai. And so that's a way you can generate memes through text and being very specific. And I know they also generate memes in over 110 languages, which is really cool. So if you're, because we have listeners from all over the world, from Latin America to Germany to here in the US, a crawl across the continent of Africa. And so for those of you in all over the world, you know, this is something that can be super versatile for you. So check out supermeme.ai. Even DM me, let me know like your experience, if it was great or even if not. So that's the first example that I have for you guys. The second thing is what's being the most viral example, I think, for AI. And I talked about this in my last episode, but about how you can use AI to generate video content. Now, I know there's some of you who are in the entertainment space. Maybe that makes you scared and afraid because maybe you are a video editor or a content creator, and this is kind of how you've always made your bread and butter. Well, I would argue that this is an opportunity for you to be able to do what you do faster, but also even better. So let's say I've been in the audio video space, in the content creation space for over 20 years. And now there's this tool that overnight where anyone can be a creator. Well, you still have 20 years of experience under your belt that the rest of us don't. So if I were you, I would be looking at this from a perspective of, hey, this is a way I can do what I've already been doing, but faster, better, and at scale. So ChatGPT is owned by a company called OpenAI. And so OpenAI is going to be launching Sora.ai. So that's the company that has those viral videos of like, they created like a music video. They created all sorts of things. And you just enter in text and it gives you a AI generated video, but there are other tools out there that actually already exist. One of them that I thought was pretty cool was a company called Synthesia. So that's Synthesia. So ChatGPT is owned by OpenAI. So OpenAI's tool, which is Sora, it comes out later this year, but there are other tools like Synthesia and others that exist where you can test out those platforms today and generate video content that you could use for marketing. Or let's say, for example, you don't necessarily want to use the videos yet that these tools are creating, because to be honest, a lot of these tools, you can tell that they're still evolving and there's a lot of product changes and updates that are going to happen over time. So it may not be on the level that you need it for your brand, right? Maybe you're a lifestyle company, or I don't know, you're a law firm, right? Looking to be creative, and or maybe you're a chiropractor, right? And you're looking to promote your services about the type of company or business you have to sell for your customers. But you could still use tools like Sora when it drops and Synthesia as a way to test out concepts for video production. So like even for my company, my team and I, we produce video content that we use in our ads, right? Or maybe there's video content that we want to produce for organic content that we're just posting on our social medias and Instagrams. So I would actually use these types of tools as a pretest before you hire your friends as actors or real actors or whatever you have going on. Maybe you can use these tools as a way to, as a setup and an example to be able to effectively communicate your ideas, right? So now if I'm a billion-dollar company or a multi-million dollar company or a company on $1,000 budget a month, then I can use these tools as a pretest before I invest my money to see like, okay, how would I want these scenes to play out? How would I want this ad to play out? So for those of you in the video content creation space, I still think that these types of tools are a huge win for you. And the reality is that good content will always be needed, period. And especially the minds behind who makes the decisions of, you know, creating this video content and images as well. So those are two examples that I would start with for marketing any company. And especially if you're a small business owner, which most people are across the world, you have a limited amount of capacity, right? And if you're hiring someone to do an ad for you or design something, you need to be A/B testing as much as possible, which if you don't know what that means, that's just a concept where you basically test a similar product or offering, but in a different way to see how it speaks to your audience. So let's say I'm, again, the owner of Bob's Burgers, and I'm trying to sell cheeseburgers. Well, maybe in one ad, I say a cheeseburger is half off. In another ad, I say a cheeseburger is 25% off or whatever, and I want to test the performance of which one is doing better, right? So that's what A/B testing is. And so I think it's very important as founders, as creators, that we use these tools to be able to pre-test out a lot of concepts that we're creating. The next thing that I think is super important that people miss is, like, again, I should honestly do a full episode about the value in the how behind how you need to accurately prompt AI to do what it is you need to do. Because I have friends that use the tool and they're like, oh, it gives me back generic stuff. I don't like the answers. But when I look at how they're talking to the AI, like typing it into the chat, it's just not enough context for it to even give you something that you would like and enjoy. And so it's very important that when you're doing these things that you take your time, you think about giving it a very thoughtful response. Like, I actually talk to it as if I'm talking to a person. And so I know that for me personally, I value, you know, respecting people and having high morals, etc. So I'm not saying that you have to ask ChatGPT how it feels that day, but, you know, it's very important to, you know, give and provide a lot of context for it to be able to understand exactly what it is that you're looking for, because it's not a mind reader yet. I'm sure that that's something that they're working on. But the next thing that I would do 100%, and my marketing team is actually working on a few strategies around this right now, is using AI to help you create content, whether that be blogs or captions or you know, posts on your LinkedIn, posts for your you know, your newsletter, your Twitter accounts, but using AI to help you write content, but content that's based on trends. So there's a lot of different hacky ways, right, to get new customers, whether you're selling coffee, whether you're a real estate agent, or maybe you're the owner of a law firm or a doctor in Poland. And one of the things that small businesses really miss out on is utilizing the trends of what's happening on social media today in order to kind of take that market share. So what do I mean? Let's get specific. I'll give you an example. Everyone, at least in the United States, I can't say all over the world, but I mean, at this point, we're all connected anyway, right? We all have Instagram. So if you're in, you know, Bangladesh, or you're in, you know, Rhina, Germany, or you're in Spain, or you're in Chicago or South Africa or somewhere in Kenya, like we pretty much all kind of know what's going on in the world at the same time. It's not like what it was even 20 years ago. And so let's give a specific example. So right now, all over across the United States, one of the largest topics that's going on right now is women's basketball. The girls are just killing it. Let's just, don't even get me started. Caitlin Clark, Juju, I mean, this Paige, like every, like I could rant for the next hour about how phenomenal women's basketball has just been. And watching this season, watching South Carolina, watching UConn, Dawn Staley, Iowa. I mean, the list just goes on and on, but I won't do that for at least for this episode. I'm just trying to give an example, but I get super excited about women's basketball. Anywho, women's basketball right now is a super hot trending topic. And so there are ways that business owners can kind of use that trend as leverage to relate back to their business. So I'm going to stick to the Bob's Burger example. So let's say I'm the owner. We're both owners. We're the owners of Bob's Burgers. And this week we're like, okay, you know what? I just want to increase some sales revenue. I'm selling burgers online, or I want people to come in my store, whatever. The next way I would use AI is I would like ask it and prompt it, hey, ChatGPT or Bard or Claude, whatever app you're using. Those are three different examples of, you know, LLMs that you can use. And I would say, hey, ChatGPT, what are the ways I can use women's basketball or Caitlin Clark or the trends of women's basketball this week to help sell my burger? So I actually did this as an example for you guys. This episode is like fully audio, no video, so I can't show the example, but I used it as a prompt, and my prompt was, let me just read it out to you. My prompt was, can you give me a Caitlin Clark analogy of how I could create a cool meme or content to post on my Instagram that ties to Caitlin Clark's recent winnings and my business that sells burgers? So I did that, right? And it gave me this breakdown of the concept that I should do. It talked about Caitlin Clark is to basketball as your burger is to taste buds. Like, gave me like this really cool different ways that I could talk about my product as if I was the owner of this burger company. And so then afterwards I said, okay, generate an image example of these for me. And it did. It gave me an example of like Caitlin Clark dunking a basketball. Then there's someone like eating a burger, talking about wins. And so although that's an example, right, that may not be relevant to your business or your concept or an idea, but it's the point of this is just to show you how you can use these tools in a very strategic way to help give you ideas. Because oftentimes as creators, as founders, whether you're pivoting in a space, you're pivoting your product, you're changing and evolving in your career, there are oftentimes where we have moments where we're stuck, right? Creatively, writing, etc. And if you can find the ways to be able to use these types of tools to help develop further your ideas and give you even new ideas that you didn't think about, that's the point of using these tools. And so it gave me these cool, really cool images. And I just want to give everyone homework. I'm going to start doing this in my episodes, but I want to give you homework. I definitely think you should literally go to ChatGPT, honestly, right now. I know you're probably in your car, so do it when you get to work, in your bathroom break or whatever. Or maybe you're at home and you're cooking dinner right now. But I want to challenge you to today, at some point, just take 2 minutes and test out that prompt. Like, test out the prompt of seeing what kind of images you can generate. Even if you don't even have a business, like, it's important for you to have these skills, because at some point you're always going to be selling something, right? Whether you're selling, you know, a new concept to a different department on your team because you're department needs more capital and you're pitching for that in front of your boss, or maybe you're selling a product for your business, etc. Everyone needs to be able to learn how to use tools to engage customers, consumers, or stakeholders, whatever that may be. So that's another example that I would use AI as someone who's focused on marketing. The next way, and the last way I'll say there's something else I want to add too, but the next way I would use it for marketing is one of the most obvious ways, but I think people miss the opportunity to share it in their ChatGPT or Bard or Claude, whichever one that you're using when they're creating prompts. So the next way is like ensuring that the messaging you're creating for the content, whether it's organic or paid ads or whatever you're doing, posting on social media, your email newsletter, your blog, your Facebook post, your LinkedIn, ensure that the captions you're creating, the messages and the content rank very, very high for SEO. So that is a very specific strategy that used to be very, you know, manual and hands-on, where people, a person would actually be reading this content, right, and changing the words, looking at Google Trends, etc. But you want to always make sure that if you're creating content that you're posting online, that at the end of your prompt, when you're putting it in ChatGPT or whatever tool you're using, that you also add that you want to make sure that the words that you're receiving back have a very high SEO ranking. So that's super, super important, very simple. And then, of course, always checking for grammar. You always want to check for grammar and make sure that it's accurate. Another thing I would use it for as a person who's focused on marketing and as a business owner is, now we have these tools that can generate this content so quickly and easily. Your content should be in multiple languages. Your content should always have captions, whether it's in videos, but definitely in translation. I think that people kind of miss out on the fact that consumers are consumers everywhere, right? So if you own a coffee company, people in Germany and people in Latin America and people in Miami and people in Chicago, everybody drinks coffee, right? Or whatever your product or service is. And so you could be missing out on, you know, a whole demographic on purchasing your product just because, you know, your messaging or your blog or whatever wasn't translated into Spanish. And so that's something, or French or, you know, Portuguese or whatever language. So you want to definitely use it for all of your language translation things. The next thing I would say is, because this is such a good tool for building a brand, is podcasting. You know, podcasting is definitely a great way for obviously building a brand and doing marketing and advertising and stuff like that. And so if you are a business owner, you know, you're selling a product, whatever, a really great way to gain a new audience is obviously by having a podcast. But you can use AI to help you with creating content, getting ideas for the different topics and stuff that you should talk about, so that way it speaks to your audience.